Welcome to the Rockets Just a Burger post-game report. Crittenden County beats Webster 19-8 in a mud bowl over at Dixon on Friday night. One of the very few games played in all of West Kentucky on Friday. Most of the games were moved to Saturday because of the downpour earlier in the day and then a steady light rain during the game. But Coach Starnes, it was their homecoming and you really wanted to play.
Yeah, you know, Chris, and you know, I don't remember us changing what we've done in the last 23 years that I've been at Crittenden, and that's postponing, delaying games because of rain. You know, we will do it because of lightning if it's unsafe for the kids or something like that. But for rain, I mean, typically the last time I checked, rain really doesn't harm anybody. So we were wanting to play the game. We felt like that we needed to play that game. We had kids that were scheduled to take the ACT test on Saturday. So, you know, we were ready to play it. Plus, you know, we're a team that runs the football. So, you know, we felt like that it wouldn't necessarily be advantage to us. But, you know, we knew they run the football. We run the football. So it was just a matter of who was going to make things happen. And I felt like that we did early in the ballgame.
And ironically, threw the ball, Travis Gilbert threw the ball about as well as he has. I think he made the comment, I believe it was best he's thrown the ball all year, 5 of 11 on the
Yeah, and he had probably three or four balls that probably should have been caught that they were nice balls. So, you know, I felt like he threw the ball real well, and I think more importantly, he managed the game well when we needed to have it there towards the end as well.
Defensively, Coach Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator for the Rockets. I have to say, I believe it was the best defensive effort we've had this season. Certainly, statistically, it was. Held them to 20 yards rushing. And in the air, they had 122. A lot of that was that one big game they had. But we just put it on them defensively.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, the kids just knew that they had to come out and play hard. And, you know, before the game, you looked over, and Webster County seemed like they were in cocoon mode because it was raining pretty hard, and our kids were just over there smiling about it and having a good time. And Coach told them before the game, you know, whoever had fun was going to win the game. And so, you know, our kids just wanted to play. Like I said, that one long pass, that wasn't on the kids, that was on me. It was a bad call, and I take 100% credit for that. I put them in a bad position, and you know, you take that away, and they're well under 100 yards of total offense for the game. So the kids responded well, and they had a fun time, and I'm glad they played so hard defensively and came out with a W.
Of course, they run the ball a great deal, too, a lot of it up between the tackles. So Brendan Phillips, our middle linebacker, had a big game, 5 solo tackles, 1 assist, tackle for loss, caused a fumble, recovered a fumble. Big night for Brendan. We talked about him maybe being a breakout guy anyway. For this week's game, and he was.
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, he came up. I think, you know, he caused some fumbles, and he seemed to always put his nose on the ball. And you always want your Mike linebacker to have more, you know, solos than assists. So, you know, maybe this was his game, and hopefully from here on out, he'll continue to give us these results every Friday night.
And another guy that's name keeps popping up now all of a sudden is Nick Castiller. He's kind of a new one as far as didn't play any last year. And now this year he's really 4 tackles in this game, fumble recovery. He's one I think we're going to keep hearing more and more about.
Oh, Nick Castiller, you know, just a great young man. And, you know, last year, you know, you could see as a freshman that he definitely had the potential. He's a lot like a Brian Berry. He can play anywhere on the field. And, you know, I think my quote was he was going to be either him or Noah was going to be the pick to click. He came up and did what he needed to do. He's one of those kids that can play any position you ask him to play, and he'll do it with a smile on his face.
And Zach Tinsley had another big game, 4 solo tackles and a tackle for loss and caused a fumble. So a good game for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
This was a game we really needed, felt like we needed to win because we're getting ready to get into a little maybe tougher part of our schedule. Coach Starnes, this is one that I think the whole community thought, hey, we better get this one and we better win it you know, by a good margin, I guess. But although the score was not that great, 19-8, I think we did feel – I felt like we pretty well manhandled them.
Yeah, but, you know, Chris, going into this game, you know, when we scheduled them and watching them and preparing for them, Webster's not a bad football team. You know, we caught them on a night where the conditions, I think, favored us a little bit. And, you know, we, like Coach Wheeler said, we were excited about playing this game. I don't necessarily know that they were. But, you know, they're a talented football team. They have good athletic ability. They do the things that their coach asks them to do, and they do them well. And they're solid up front. I mean, they were a good football team. And, you know, it was a matter, I think, that of us we didn't really sustain blocks, but we were able to get in front of them and we stopped them when we had to as far as defensively. And then offensively, it was a matter of us being able to sustain some drives and get some points on the board and play great defense and win the ball game there. But that's what we said we had to do going into this year. We wanted to control the clock, put some points on the board, play defense, and stop them. And that's what happened. But make no mistake, Webster's a good football team, playing a lot better.
We talked about Travis Gilbert. He was one of the two offensive players of the game. Lane Wallace had another 100-yard-plus outing, 27 carries, 124 yards, and he's a workhorse.
Yeah, and, you know, we give him the ball the first play of the game. He breaks two or three tackles, and he scores and sets the stage for us, sets the tempo for the game. And, you know, he and Mason Myers, I thought, ran the ball real well. I think that they managed the clock well. They made some big plays when we had to, made some people miss because – you know, Webster was bringing 11 people. They putting all 11 people in the box and daring us to throw the football, and we were able to throw it a couple times in order to keep drive alive or whatever the case was. So,
and Lane caught a pretty important pass. I remember at the time.
First down, yeah. It set up the second touchdown. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And, you know, it was good. I mean, it was a night where the conditions were bad, but the kids played well. You know, we're proud of them, and we came out with a W, and we needed that one.
And Daniel Wagner was your lineman of the week. Talk a little bit about what Daniel did during that.
You know, Daniel is one that I was talking about to Angela last night about really came out this year, and it's like he's come out of a shell. He's having fun. He's enjoying himself. He's joking around, and I think that what it is he's in a position now. Defensively, where he feels like he's comfortable and he can have some success, and he's playing defensive end as opposed to outside linebacker that he played last year, and so now he can be the aggressor up front with a lineman instead of at a linebacker now, and not having the confidence in open field tackle that he lacked last year. So, you know, I think that it's a senior thing, and I think that it's also a comfort thing that he has now, and he can play. So, and he's doing well at defensive line, and he also does well at tight end.
And just to identify Angela, who you said you were talking to, that's your special football consultant, Angela Starnes.
Yeah, that's she and I consult every week, and she's the one that that sets me straight and keeps me right.
Yeah, Coach Wheeler. Any closing comments from this Webster game? Big outing for the defense. Grab the headlines.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I was super proud of the defense. You know, anytime we moved around, had a few different fronts, they adjusted well with it. Like I said, more than anything, I felt bad for the call that I put them in, and we're going to work hard this week to make sure we don't do that, because this week against Muhlenberg, we're not going to be able to put our kids in a bad position and get away with it the way we did a few times last Friday night. But super proud of the way they played defensively. It's just a great group of young men, and they always seem to want to get to the ball.
And this week, you mentioned Muhlenberg County. It is homecoming week in Crittenden County. A lot of things going on, as coaches always say, lots of distractions during homecoming week. We have the parade on Thursday evening and the Powder Puff football game Thursday night. And then the kickoff is at 7 p.m. and they will have the coronation of the king and queen, I think, starts at 6:30 on Friday night. Big game. Muhlenberg's much improved. They're 3-2, I believe, on the year. And we'll talk in depth about them on Thursday night. Coach Starnes, anything about the Webster game or how things are looking for this week? Anybody hurt or injured?
Yeah, no, I don't think that we have anybody hurt from the Webster game. You know, it was a big win for us. I am proud of the kids. And, you know, Coach Wheeler keeps talking about him putting the kids in a bad situation. And, you know, it's a chess match out there. And sometimes you make the wrong move and you just got to go back and make the right one the next time. So, you know, I'm proud of Coach Wheeler and what he's done. And, you know, you take a team that I felt like could run the football like they did, and they got their first down, I believe, in the third quarter, and they ended up with two first downs throughout the game.
For the game, sure.
And 20 yards rushing. So, you know, he's doing a great job, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, big job by the defense. Okay, well, it's homecoming week, and if you get a chance, stop by Just Burger and get a pretzel burger.
Pretzel burger, yeah. That sounds good.
It's good stuff.